The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
We are also certified OPTAVIA coaches and are very happy to be with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals, and will last for about 30 minutes. It is designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get answers from health professionals right away. Keep in mind that we will do our very best to answer your questions, but we also encourage you to contact your personal healthcare provider, as they are an important part of our transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you're taking medications or have any medical considerations. Let's begin tonight by hearing from a few of you out there who are on the line joining us, and then Dr. Pennings is going to share some great information with us this week. And after that, we will get right to the question and answer part of our call. So let's get started. If you want to say hi, just hit star 6 on your phone to unmute, and then share your first name and where you're from and your success so far with the program, and then just please hit star 6 again so we can keep the line clear. So here we go. Who is out there with us tonight? Hello? Anybody out there?
Hi, my name's Julie, and I'm a brand new OPTAVIA coach, and I'm really excited to be getting started on this journey, and I live in Michigan.
Wonderful. Julie, congratulations on becoming a health coach. What a wonderful thing to be helping others with their health, and did you do the program yourself as well?
Yes, I was in the program. Yes, I've been in the program, and I just started coaching about a month ago.
Ah, congratulations. And what was your success so far on the program?
Well, I originally did it for weight loss. That was my main reason for coming in. And, you know, I found out that there's a lot of other things that I needed to address and work on. So it's been a really good journey for me, and I think more now it's about a lifestyle.
Ah, that's exactly right. Congratulations. We're so happy you're part of our family now. That's great. Who else is out there?
I'm Lisa Marie. Stevenson. Go ahead, Marie.
Hi. This is Marie from New York. I went on plan basically to lose a little weight because I reached a certain age, and whenever I ate anything, it started packing on. So I lost about 20 pounds in 2 months, and then my niece wanted me to coach her, so I decided to become a part-time coach. And, you know, I have a few clients that are coming on board, and I love learning, so I'm always listening in.
Fantastic. Oh, congratulations, Marie. I'm so
Thank
glad
you.
You've had great success yourself, and now you're helping others. That's so fantastic.
Thank you.
That's really the way that you're ensuring your success, by helping others. It's really hard to go backward when you're helping other people go forward. So that's awesome.
That's my plan, to keep healthy. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Who else was out there?
Hi. This is Lisa Nielsen from Utah.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
So good.
I'm glad
you're
here.
I've
been on the program for a year and a half and doing great. Thank you.
You better share with everyone how much more healthy you are now.
I lost 90 pounds on the program.
Yay! I know. She's part of our health coach family, and we're so proud of her and her amazing example. But, oh, my goodness, I bet life is different now with 90 pounds off your little frame, right?
Oh, yes. And I love to go shopping. That's my favorite thing. I loved the junior clothes. And when I got to the point where I couldn't wear them anymore, it wasn't fun to shop. But now that I'm back into them, man, watch out, world. I'm shopping a lot. Oh, my closets are full. So that was just one of non-scale victories.
Yes,
to be able to shop.
That's great. Yes. Well, thank you for being on with us tonight. I'm just so glad you're here.
You're welcome.
Well, let's
Hello?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, please.
Yeah, hi. My name is Patty, and I've been on the diet for about, 3 weeks, maybe. A little bit. Yeah, about 3 weeks in there, somewhere. Not very long. But I actually have a question. Because I was on the call, I think, a couple weeks ago, and I was basically talking about the fact that I was having trouble just eating one meal. And because of, you know, I would get low blood sugar. Somebody had suggested, what was it, drinking something, and I forgot what they told me to drink. Something maybe with, I forgot what it was. But do you remember this?
You know what? I might have an idea about that. What we can do, Patty, is just hold that thought for just 1 second, and we're going to swing it over to Dr. Pennings, and he's just going to share his little part, and then after that, we'll bring it back up, and we'll address that question and answer it for you. Does that sound okay?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. Okay, Dr. Pennings, are you there?
Yes, Jan, I'm here. Thank you. So much, and congratulations to all those who've taken charge of their life and their health and gotten down to a healthy weight, and to all those who are helping others on their realize their journey to better life and better health. It's always great to hear those stories. So I have to chuckle a little bit when I hear the story about from a person who enjoys shopping. Taking care of people and helping them get to a healthy way, I get two different responses. Women with sort of this cheery voice, and I have to buy clothes. And men come in with this sort of grumpy voice saying, I lost weight, now I have to buy new clothes. I've always thought it very funny, the difference.
Perspective.
But I did want to talk a little bit before we started about an interesting study that came out this week. This is out of David Ludwig's group at Harvard, who was looking at the effects of a low-carbohydrate diet on resting energy expenditure, or on total energy expenditure, actually, during weight loss maintenance. So these are people who lost weight, and then they looked at what their diets were like and how it impacted on their body's ability to burn calories. And what it found was that those that followed a lower carbohydrate diet, even though they had the same number of calories per day, actually had a significantly higher metabolism associated with maintaining a lower carbohydrate intake in their diet. And I thought that was very interesting. You know, when we transition, we still like to make sure that, you know, we get plenty of protein and vegetables, and that the carbohydrates stay healthy and still to a minimum when you're in weight. And that the type of calories you're consuming impacts your metabolism. This is the best study that I've seen that looks at that association between the types of nutrients. So looking at protein, fat, and carbohydrate, that the type of nutrients are going to determine how many calories you burn throughout the day, regardless of your activity. So that just reinforces the guidance that we give in our maintenance plan. Also wanted to mention a little bit. Did you want to say something about that, Tim, before I wanted to talk about one other thing, but did you have any thoughts on that?
Go ahead, Nick. I will save my comment till after.
Okay, that's good. So physical activity guidelines were published again. The physical activity guidelines for Americans is from the Physical Activity Guideline Advisory Committee again. Came out basically with similar recommendations that have been in the past. For general health, we should be getting at least 150 minutes a week for exercise. But it's also important that to prevent weight gain, at least 150 minutes a week, and to prevent weight regain. So if you've lost weight, to prevent it from coming back, the recommendation is actually 300 to 420 minutes. And I just want to make sure that when those guidelines come out, that people realize that different levels of guidelines are needed for different circumstances. And for those that have lost weight, your metabolism is different than what it was when you may have been at that weight in the past. And physical activity is a very important part of that. And significant amounts, as I said, 300 to 420 minutes per week should be the goal.
Okay, so 300 minutes, that's like, what, 20 minutes a day if you're doing it 7 days a week? Is that right?
Actually, it would be 60 minutes a day if you're doing it 5 days a week. So that's quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the challenges that we face with. What's that?
My math skills in my head aren't great, so.
Yeah. Well, about 45 minutes.
That's right.
If you're doing it 7 days a week, so.
Like 30. Okay, yeah. 60 minutes times 5 days a week would be 300 minutes, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that just puts it in perspective, but so good to know that there's different amounts of energy expenditure for different goals, and that was really interesting. And what you were saying before about the different types of foods taken in do different things inside the body. So like all carbohydrates are not created equal, and they do different things inside of us. So you can't just count a calorie as a calorie. That's just something that was such a big aha moment for me when I really learned that from reading Dr. Aggie's book, that the types of foods we take in make all the difference in how we feel and our metabolism, our energy level, and all of that. I mean, you could expend the same amount of calories for a piece of, you know, chocolate cake and then eating other healthier foods, and you'll feel completely different after eating the cake and eating the healthier foods. But the same calories, right?
Right, and it does completely different things to your body, to insulin levels,
yeah,
and hormone levels that regulate our appetite and satiety. Different foods,
yeah,
impact those things differently, and that in turn affects how we feel.
Yes, indeed. That is so awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight. That's great. Well, cool. So are we feeling good to open it up to Q&A?
Let's open it up.
Great. Okay, Patty. So you were saying, are you out there now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I was saying was when I started the program, actually it's funny because I only had one meal today and so far I'm fine. But when I was first starting the program, I was having trouble just eating one meal because my blood sugar would just start to plummet, even
mm-hmm.
though I was doing the five fuelings.
Okay. So you were saying that someone had suggested something about a drink or something to help your blood sugar stay a little more stable. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah. It was like I don't want to drink.
Powerade Zero?
Yeah, I think it was Powerade.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so Powerade Zero typically is more for electrolyte replacement and balance, because sometimes when we're increasing our drinking water, our bodies will urinate more, obviously, and sometimes we're spilling out some potassium, sodium, some electrolytes that normally we'll have in circulating throughout our bodies. And so until things balance out a little bit, you might feel a little bit lightheaded or a little bit weak, sometimes a little headachy as your body's kind of transitioning from eating more carbohydrates,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
so,
I understand that. I mean, but I can't really afford that because when my blood sugar starts plummeting, that's not a good thing. So, you know what I mean?
Right,
right.
No,
yeah,
we don't want that.
So what I was going to suggest is if you're eating, do you ever split your lean and green meal into half and have half of it earlier in the day, like around lunchtime, along with a fueling during the day when you need a little bit more balance, a little more support?
No.
That's an idea. Yeah.
Okay.
That's something that really helped me because I tend to be like you and have a little hypoglycemia that goes on. And so when I did the program, I did split my lean protein up and I'd have like one serving of vegetables with it at lunchtime along with a fueling. And then I would have the other 3 ounces of protein along with 2 servings of vegetables at dinner time. And that just really helped a lot to keep my blood sugar up and not let it drop too low.
Okay. All right. So basically you're saying, go ahead.
This is Dr. Pennings. I got disconnected there, so I missed a little bit of what had happened. I wanted to ask a question. Is there, and maybe you said this and I missed it, do you have any history of diabetes or do you have a history of low blood sugar reactions?
Yeah, I have a history. I was diagnosed with diabetes a couple years ago.
Okay. So what sometimes happens is, you know, when diabetes, it is a condition where we have a problem with insulin resistance, the type 2 diabetes at least, the meaning that our body doesn't respond to insulin like it should. So the body compensates for that by producing extra insulin, and it keeps doing that until it can't do it anymore. And once it can't do it anymore, then that's when your sugar goes up. So sometimes when you're starting the program, your body's insulin levels are actually a lot higher than normal, even though your sugar may be a bit elevated. Your insulin levels are often very high. And when you start a program like this and change your calorie makeup drastically, your body's still producing extra insulin and it drives that sugar down. So that tends to be a temporary thing, though, as your body gets used to this new lifestyle. And as the pancreas adjusts to your new dietary intake, that should go away. But I think the recommendation of splitting the lean and green is an excellent one.
Okay. All right. That's great. So I can do that for now, but you think that will eventually go away as my body gets used to it?
Usually it does. And if it doesn't and it you know, it happens, you know, persistently, then that should be evaluated further.
Okay. So I have another question. Can diabetes be reversed on this?
So what we find is that when in people who change their calorie intake, particularly if they've had a higher carbohydrate intake in the past and you lose weight, as I mentioned, type 2 diabetes is a condition of insulin resistance. So if you lose a significant amount of weight, you're going to improve that insulin resistance, and your body can then respond to your own insulin better.
Okay, great. That would be wonderful. Okay.
That's good news. Yay.
That's great news.
Wonderful. Thanks, Patty, for asking. That's great. We're glad you came back on. All right. Anyone else have a question for us tonight?
It's Marie again. I have a pre-client that wants to exercise and do the 5-in-1, and I know Optavia doesn't really support that. Yet on the side, I've heard about amino. You could take amino protein. Is that
so? I can address that if you'd like.
Oh
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. So when you start the program, your body is switching from burning sugar to burning fat, and in that process, if you start to exercise vigorously, your blood sugar can drop. You can get very lightheaded and dizzy. So what we recommend is that if you have not been exercising, that you wait 2 to 3 weeks before you start exercising, and you start low and go slow as you increase your exercise. And once you kind of get into that routine, after 3 weeks, your body's adjusted to burning fat, and you're fine to do the exercise. And so it's only in that first few weeks that it's concerning. Now, what I recommend if you're already exercising regularly, then what we recommend is cutting the intensity down about 50% of what you're doing. But I think it's very important to maintain the exercise routine, because if you're exercising regularly and you get out of the routine, it's always very hard to get back into it. So just cut back the intensity. Doing some light activity, you know, just going for a short walk or something like that when you're starting the program, a low level of activity, I think, is fine to do, as long as it doesn't make you feel lightheaded or anything like that. But you want to go very slowly in the beginning. And what I think is more important is trying to identify the times that you can engage in activity and start building that schedule, building that routine. Just go very slowly if you're just starting in, on the program. And then after 3 weeks, you can pick up the intensity.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Anything
very much
to add to that, Jan?
Helpful. Yeah, just a little note to say that if you go beyond about 35 to 40 minutes per day and you find yourself sweaty and out of breath, that kind of exercise, then you could move it to, we have the 4-2-1 program, which is kind of designed for people who really want to work out while they're in their program. It's not going to be quite like the 5-1 in the fat burning state, but it still works really well. And so if you're wanting to exercise like an hour, you know, vigorously, then maybe consider going to that 4-2-1 program, and that will make sure you have enough fuel to do that kind of exercise, but still allow your body to drop some weight as well and tone at the same time.
That's a great suggestion. And then nutrition support also has people that can provide guidance on exercise if you need more tailored recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else want to share? You can share wins of the week. You can share something that's a non-scale victory. You can tell us how your Thanksgiving went. Hope all of you had a wonderful weekend last weekend.
Dan, I have kind of a question. I don't know that this has anything to do with it, but my husband has had, he started on the program. He's been on a couple of months, but he's been having lots of migraine headaches. And today we went to see an audiologist because he's having ringing in his ears and like a train horn coming through one of his ears. And they said that his eardrum was fine and that his hearing was great, but this kind of stuff wouldn't cause that, right?
I wouldn't think there would be any correlation between getting healthy on the program and having those types of symptoms. Dr. Pennings, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I mean, I've seen some people with migraines have more troubles with it on the program, although most people do better when they have migraines, but some people have not. And what I usually recommend is increasing the sodium intake, as long as he doesn't have high blood pressure that goes up with salt intake, that increasing sodium intake. So things like pickles or soup broth are kind of ways to get extra sodium without adding calories, dill pickles that would be, without getting extra calories in the diet. And that can sometimes help replenish the sodium loss that occurs when you're in that fat-burning state.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll try that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's worth a try, Lisa. Thanks for asking.
It is. Thank you.
I'm sorry he's struggling, darn it. Well, okay, we'll go ahead and let you guys get moved over to the Habit of Health webinar that's going to start in about 3 minutes. So just remember that you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast, or you could hear a few weeks prior recordings to these helpful calls on your coach's co-branded website. Another place you can go is just YouTube. Go to YouTube and search Habits of Health, and the webinars are on there as well. The nurse and doctor's calls are not, but they are
located on the podcast app and also through the co-branded website. So the playback of tonight's calls will be available there within 48 hours. And if you have any questions in between support calls, please first connect with your coach. And for additional help, you can email nutritionsupport@optavia.com. And again, remember your healthcare provider is there to serve you as well. Remember, our call happens every week on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and our Habits of Health webinar follows right after. So to access the webinar, just go to Zoom, either on your computer. You can go to zoom.us, like United States, on your computer, or you can download the free Zoom app on your phone. Once you're open in the app, you can click Join a Meeting, and then enter the meeting ID, and I'll give it to you here if you have something that you could write it down on. The ID number is 113-312-513. Say that one more time. 113-312-513. And I like to just create like an appointment in my phone and put that ID number right in there with it. So every time it pops up to remind me that the webinar is starting, I've got the ID number right there with it. Congratulations on being with us tonight and investing some time in your health journey. We're so glad you joined us. And Dr. Pennings, it's always a pleasure to be with you on these calls. It's great.
Same here.
Everyone, we are glad you joined us tonight, and have a great night.
Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.